Well, welcome everybody. Nice to see you here. And just want to thank the volunteers, as always, for keeping this place running and making these days possible. And also thank my wife, Rebecca, for once again translating when she has no idea what I'm going to say. She's very courageous. She asked me, though, do you have any long quotes? No, not today. So thank you.
欢迎大家来这里，谢谢大家今天来听这个演讲啊，也是希望用这个机会谢谢这里的义工菩萨们，因为是这些义工菩萨们是在这里让我们有这个道场也可以在这边一块修行的，谢谢，很感恩。还有我也希望感恩我太太这里今天在这边帮我翻译他不知道我要讲什么所以那他只是问我有没有一些很长的要那个 quote is what Chinese 那个要引用一个很长的什么段落，我说没有那他说就好了，那没问题了。 It's a lot louder this one. You
switch? No, I think this is okay.
Okay.
Sounds loud to me, anyway. It's okay. It's okay in the back? Okay. We usually don't quote Dogen here at the Chan Center very often. But I was doing a lot of reading as usual and came across a quote from Dogen that I thought would work very well to serve as a focus for this talk. Of course, the title of the talk is Back to Basics, Early Buddhist Teachings Within Chan. And as usual, I have to give these topics well before I've thought about anything I'm going to say about it. And so it actually serves as something as a challenge for me to then months later say, okay, what am I going to put together that's useful around these topics? But I want to focus today's talk around a quote from Dogen to bring together some ideas from early Buddhism as well as Chan principles. And the quote says, to study Buddhism is to study the self. To study the self is to forget the self. And to forget the self is to become enlightened by all things.
我们这里禅中心很少会引用日本道远禅师的句子，那可是我在准备今天的演讲的时候就跟平常一样看了很多不同的书来准备。那因为通常很多个月之前我们就要给今天要讲的那个题目了，那今天题目就是说回到最基本的，回到基本，就是早期佛教跟禅的修行。那当我在看不同的书准备今天的演讲的时候我也把它当成我对我自己一个挑战，看怎么可以找到一些有用的东西，让我学习性的东西跟大家分享。那我找到这个道远禅师的几个句子，我觉得是可以作为我们今天演讲这个题目的开始点。那这几个句子是这样子的，学佛法就是要学习佛法就是要学习自我，要了解这个自我是什么来学习这个自我就是要去忘记这个自我，去忘记这个自我就是要让所有的东西来让我们开悟。
But before I start on the teachings, I want to say something interesting about Dogen, because we usually think of Dogen as Japanese Zen. He was the founder of the Soto school of Japanese Zen. But he founded the Soto school after returning to Japan from studying in China. And I'm not trying to steal Dogen from the Japanese Zen people here. But Dogen studied Cao Dong, or silent illumination, Chan, at Tian Tong Monastery, a couple monasteries in China, but that's where he finished his study in China. And it was under silent illumination practice at Tian Tong Monastery that Dogen gained his enlightenment. And it was based on that enlightenment and those teachings that he returned to Japan and started the Soto School of Zen. So Dogen's teachings are not only the foundation of Soto Zen teachings, but they're actually a carrying to Japan of Cao Dong Chan teachings. So Dogen's teachings are really Chan teachings.
通常大家会听到日本道远禅师讲到，都会讲到这个就是一位日本的日本 Zen 日本禅师哈。可是我希望跟大家就是分享一下，那个道远禅师，日本道远禅师，虽然大家在美国通常就想到这个是日本禅的一位禅师，可是道远禅师是从日本去中国修行学习禅法的。那道远禅师是到有拜访，要从在不同有几家不同的中国的寺庙修行，可是他道远禅师是在很重要的禅宗的寺庙天童寺里边学习了修行很长时间，还有在那边结束他在中国的修行，然后把他学到的带回日本。建立日本的Soto 其实就是日文的翻译，其实就是中国的曹洞宗。那曹洞就所以天童寺，他在天童寺学习的就是中国禅宗里面的末照禅，曹洞宗里面的末照禅。所以虽然通常我们会想到日本道远禅师是日本禅我们不是说把他，不是说他不是日本的，可是其实他学习的就是，然后传到日本的就是中国的曹洞宗的末照禅。
Okay, so let's return to Dogen's quote. To study Buddhism is to study the self. To study the self is to forget the self. And to forget the self is to become enlightened by all things.I want to use this quote today to tie in some of the early Buddhist teachings and some Chan principles. And the first set of early Buddhist teachings that I want to tie in is one that I'm sure we're all familiar with, is the Four Noble Truths. All right, so I'd like to talk about this, one, as a way to help us better understand our own practice, and to remind us of things that we already probably, at least some of us do know,but which it never hurts to look back at again and remember.
那我再讲一下今天我刚才引用的道远禅师的几句话哈，就是学习佛法就是要学习自我，那学习自我就是要忘记自我，忘记自我就是要让所有的东西来让我们开悟。那这几句句子呢是我觉得蛮有用的，就是可以让我们看用不同的角度来重新看在原始早期的原始佛法里面的教导跟禅修的关系。那我们讲到早期原始原始佛法里面呢，当然我们可以想到四正谛那我们想到四正谛想到原始佛法里面的，不是好像四正谛当然就是可以，第一就是可以让我们让我们看看我们的修行究竟是怎么样哈，再看看这个教导。还有呢，就是虽然很多人都已经学过了，是我知道四正谛是什么，可是我们常常都可以再复习一下究竟这个四正谛是什么意思。 让我们可以啊重新的再学习啊这个原始的佛法的教导。
So in order to study Buddhism, or to study the self, we have to have a reason, right? There has to be a motivation for us to do this. And I would dare to say that we all have our own individual reasons, yet there's some underlying similarities to what brings us all to the Dharma. Very often we hear people who come to the introductory classes say why they come to Buddhism. And I think this holds true for many of us. We want some more calm in our lives. We want more clarity in our lives. We want more stability in our lives. We want to reduce the amount of stress and suffering and unease, anxiety, tension. Maybe we are looking for more happiness. Maybe we're looking for more meaning or purpose in our lives. But all of these reflect a similar basis, and that is that in one way or another, we are not fully satisfied with our experience of being, with our experience of living. And this general dissatisfaction with being, the Buddha called dukkha, right? And this is often translated as suffering or unsatisfactoriness, and I'll refer to it today very often as suffering and stress. Right? I think that in the modern world sums up kind of a general sense of this basic unsatisfaction at some level. It doesn't mean we're completely unhappy, but there's something that we feel is lacking, something missing, something not quite perfect or right about our life, about our being.
那我们都知道，我们每一个人讲到说，要学习我们的自我哈。那我们每一个人都来修行佛法，都是会有我们自己个人的理由的。可是呢，虽然每一个人的个人的理由都会不一样，肯定是私人的理由，可是大体上，来修行，希望来修行的人。要学佛的原因都是有一个共通点的，都是有。那我们呢，在教这些佛法初级班呐、啊，或是那个禅坐初级班的时候，在问菩萨们，为什么有兴趣来学佛啊，学打坐啊？他们会讲，通常都是几个理由。一个就是说，哎呀，我就是很希望可亲身生命里面有多一些平安，希望我的生命比较平静、平安一点。或是呢，就是因为我就是生太就是很太紧张了，生活太紧张了，我觉得哎呀没有办法了，我要就是找一些方法去让我没有不会那么紧张，那么整天很忧虑啊，这样子。或许呢，很痛苦啊。有一些人通常就是希望有多些快乐，希望生命里面有点多一些那个快乐。或许呢，有一些菩萨们就是说，就是不是有什么问题，可是就是觉得生命好像没有什么意义，是希望找一个方法可以让生命比较有些有意义一点。那。这几个大体上的那个原因呢，其实他们都是有一个共通点的。那个共通点呢，其实就是我们佛法里面讲的那个苦，通常讲那个苦的观念。那个英文有不同的讲法哈，那个翻译。可是呢，苦这个字那个梵文里面叫 dukkha。的意思就是说，对，现在的一个处境里面，觉得不是很理想，好像有什么东西缺乏了，不是一定说现在很不快乐，很有什么很痛苦，不是一定是这样子，可是总然之就是觉得现在我的生命、我的生活、我现在的处境就是有一些不是不够完美。有一些缺乏的，就是这种的感觉，就是所谓这个苦的意思。
So Shakyamuni Buddha taught for about 40 years, and he taught a lot. And in the early Buddhist canon, the Nikayas, or in Chinese, the Agamas, there are a lot of teachings from the Buddha, right? But when asked what he taught, he said he taught two things. He taught suffering and stress, and he taught the way to the ending of suffering and stress. So he taught the basic fundamental problem of life, this basic dissatisfaction that we all feel at some point. But he also taught the solution to this basic fundamental problem to life, the way to the cessation of this dukkha, this unsatisfactoriness, this suffering or stress. And he summed these teachings up in the Four Noble Truths. The first noble truth is that there is suffering and stress. The second is that there is a cause of this suffering and stress. The third is that there can be an ending to this suffering and stress. And the fourth is the way to that ending.
那如果我们看经典早期原始佛法的经典，我们就会发现。 释迦牟尼佛在教佛法，正道之后在40年教佛法，讲了很多很多，那个书都是收集在那个经典里面。那可是问到释迦牟尼佛教了什么？释迦牟尼佛说：“我只是教两件事，只是两件事，一个就是苦究竟是什么，然后第二个就是怎么去离苦，怎么离苦得乐。” 就两件事而已，虽然非常非常多的经典。那他所以其实这释迦牟尼佛所讲的这两件事，就是可以总结在四真谛里面。四真谛就是苦集灭道嘛。苦第一个就是第一个苦，第一谛的意思就是生活生存在世间，你就是有苦的，我们要知道这个是苦的事实。那第二真谛就是。 即就是苦的原因，苦是从哪里来的？那了解到苦是从哪里来的之后，那个就是第三真谛，就是灭，就是苦是可以灭的，我们不一定是要在苦里面的，是有可能有办法可以离苦的。那第四真谛就是怎么样那个去离苦的方法，就是道。
To whatever degree we understand our own suffering and stress, I think we all know that we have, at least at times, suffering and stress. But what I think is usually less clear is the cause of the suffering and stress. And the Buddha makes it very clear in his teachings that the cause is within us. Right? Usually we think that the cause of our suffering and stress is something outside of us. That person at work really stresses me out, right? Or this crappy weather is really making me suffer, making me unhappy. Or the noisy neighbors are just making my life miserable, right? Something outside of us is causing us to be unhappy, causing us suffering, pain, distress, anxiety, whatever it might be. But the Buddha, in the Third Noble Truth, when he lays out the cause of suffering, that's right, we ourselves are the sole cause of our own suffering and stress.
那我们讲到那个苦这个事实，很多人都知道，哎呀，知道是自己是有苦了哈，感受这个，或者是很忧虑啊，很痛苦，就不同的苦的方式显现在出来。我们通常比较没有办法了解清楚的，就是苦的原因，苦是从哪里来的。 那我们通常呢，通常的经验，通常的认知呢，就是觉得我有很多忧虑，觉得很痛苦，是个原因是从外面来的。我们通常是这样的感受，我们或许觉得很痛苦，因为我那个工作里面有一个同事就是很烦，我很不喜欢他。 就是那个人是我痛苦的原因，这个是我的痛苦原因。 或者是或者是那个天气就是一直是阴天的不好，让我就是觉得身体很不舒服。天气外面的东西就是让我那个是我痛苦的原因，或者是就是我的邻居整天在放这么很吵的音乐，就是让我就是受不了了，好痛苦不了的很不得了了。那个我的邻居是我的痛苦的原因，都是我们会感觉到我们的痛苦的原因是外面来的。可是释迦牟尼佛教导的里面呢，就是很清楚的告诉我们呢，我们的痛苦的原因啊，其实就是我们的自我，所有我们痛苦的感受的原因都是因为我们的这个自我来的，虽然我们通常是觉得是外来的。
So the question is, do we really believe this? And maybe conceptually we can say, yes, I believe it right now that I'm thinking about it and talking about it sitting in a Buddhist temple. But very often we don't want to believe it. Very often we don't believe it. But when we don't accept this truth of the second of the Four Noble Truths, what do we end up doing? We end up looking outside of ourselves for the source of our suffering. And if we look for the source outside of ourselves, then we look for the solution outside of ourselves. And as long as we're looking for the solution outside of ourselves, we're not going to find a solution to our problem.
问题就是我们是不是相信这个第二个真谛，就是苦的原因是我们的自我。是可有可能，哎，我现在坐在禅中心里面在听这个开示，相信了，就是这样子嘛，那个苦就是从自我来的，在这两个小时可以暂时相信啊，可是过了之后就忘记了，或是就是虽然在那个知道有这个观念，可是不愿意相信，不愿意接受。就是自我里面就是不愿意接受，可是我们这个意思就是不愿意接受第二个真谛咯。我讲的是真谛，第二个真谛我们不接受。那当我们不接受这个第二真谛的时候，我们就还是相信让我痛苦的原因是在外面的，不是自我，不是我，是外面的。那当我们还是相信那个苦的原因是在我们自我以外的，我们就只会往外看去找那个灭苦的方法。我们如果只是从往外看去找灭苦的方法的话，我们就永远没有去看到真正灭苦的方法了。
So in the Second Noble Truth, what does the Buddha actually say is the cause of our suffering? He says craving. Right? In the Nikaya, early Buddhist teachings, the cause of suffering in the Second Noble Truth is craving. Who's craving? Our own craving, of course. Right? And when the Buddha talks about craving, what he means is self-centered craving. Craving with regards to the sense of I, me, and mine. Right, so this isn't the kind of craving when the body feels hungry, it eats. When the body feels tired, it sleeps. It's the kind of thing that says, I want to eat this. You know, I like to sleep in that kind of bed. It's the self-centered, self-picking and choosing kind of craving that the Buddha refers to here. And in fact, craving is the most fundamental activity of the ego. Or of the self.
那释迦牟尼佛讲的这个第二真谛里面真正的讲的意思是什么呢？这个急那个苦的原因究竟是什么呢？那就会讲到其实苦的原因是从那个我们的贪欲来的。我们通常讲到，那这个意思贪欲的意思是说自我中心。从自我中心里面生出来的贪欲，所以我们不是讲，哎呀，我肚子饿了要吃东西， 那个很累了就睡觉就休息，那个是本能的那个需要哈。那个自我中心的那个贪欲的意思就是说，是完全是是那个自我，这个我希望要吃什么，一定要吃到什么什么东西，这个贪欲，或者我一定要睡在怎么样的记住床上面，那个就是我们讲的这个贪欲。那如果我们仔细看的话，我们会看到我们的众生那个这个生活生命里面那个心里面大部分的活动都是由这个自我中心的贪欲来推动的。
So to make this clear, the Buddha describes three specific kinds of craving. So he takes that craving in other sutras and breaks it down into three types. Craving for sensory pleasures, craving for existence, and craving for non-existence. Right? So all three of these are very clearly tied up in this self-seeking. Right? It isn't just natural bodily functions we're talking about here. So craving for sensory pleasures, craving for existence, and craving for non-existence.
那释迦牟尼佛也很解释这个贪欲有三种三大类的贪欲哈，所以这个贪欲的不只是讲是自然的本能的要满足这个身体的基本的需要，这个不是我们这样讲不是贪欲，可是就是不是只是自然的要满足那个这个身体的本能的需要，而是要这个自我中心的贪欲。那第一类呢，就是去贪去去贪这个那个感官的方面的经验，感官的享受，好、哦、听的、吃的、那个看的啊。第二个呢，就是说贪的是贪求存在，我们刚才讲的存在的。第二个呢是贪，第三个呢是贪求不存在，啊、哦，这三大类。
So sensory pleasures are pleasures through the six senses, right? Now this is a little different perhaps because usually in the West we think of five senses, the five physical senses, eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and body, right? So seeking pleasurable sights, seeking pleasurable sounds, seeking pleasurable smells, things that bring us pleasure through the physical senses. But in Buddhism, the mind is also a sense. And so thoughts are just sensory objects within the Buddhist approach to the idea of self and experience. And so in addition to seeking pleasant smells and pleasant feelings through the body, we also seek pleasant thoughts. So we want to think certain things that make us happy, certain memories, certain things about ourselves, certain things about our environment. So seeking sensory pleasures is through the eyes, the ears, the nose, the tongue, the body, and the mind.
那第一个类别就是贪求这个感官方面的享受。那通常我们这里需要有一点解释，因为通常我们想到感官方面的享受，我们只会想到五种，就是眼、耳、鼻、舌、身。要看好看的东西啊，听好听的音乐啊，尝到好吃的东西啊，这个哈、哦。可是，在佛法里面呢，我们讲到那个六入啊、哦，所以除了眼、耳、鼻、舌、身，还有那个意根。那所以呢，除了我们通常讲到的看的、听的、吃之外呢，第六根那个意根呢，也是看成一个感官的一部分。那这个第六根那个意根呢，那个贪求什么呢？贪求一些我们喜欢想到的一些观念啊、想到的一些想到普通的东西记忆啦我们特别喜欢的观念呢 我们就会贪着它，来，因为它让我们觉得很快乐，我们很享受来想到想这些观念，这些记忆。
So the second type of craving for existence, is when we have this craving for self-identity, craving for a certain type of self-image, right? And so craving for identity may be we want to think about ourselves in a certain way, but it also means that we're out gathering things around us, certain types of houses and cars and certain other possessions that we define ourselves by, right? Craving to have certain kinds of people around us who we define ourselves by. So this self-centered craving is not only seeking pleasures, but it's also seeking to maintain and protect and defend and even build and create an identity for itself, right? It seems very fragile that we're always doing this, but we're always doing this, right? We're always seeking self-identity.
那第二个贪欲的类别呢，就是说那个贪求存在，这个意思是说我们常常就是除了感官的享受第一类之外，第二类呢我们是贪求希望可以建立一个自我的身份，自我的形象。那因为我们有这个贪欲呢，所以我们就会做的种种的不同东西，叫一定要买某一类的房子啦，某一类的车子啦，衣服啦，找某一类人的朋友啦，工作啦，让我们可以建立这个我是怎么样的一个人，这个身份形象出来。那因为这个就是贪这个第二类的贪欲。那是因为我们感觉上就是这一个身份这个形象是很脆弱的，所以我们一直的贪欲就是很努力，整天要想怎么用什么方法呢，来一直要建立要保存这个自我的身份跟形象。
It's no wonder we suffer, right? I mean, ourself is really quite a workaholic.I mean, it's always doing something. It's always trying to seek itself, seek pleasure, build itself, protect itself, maintain its image. The finest little things that happen in the day, it's trying to justify how we fit into it and how it makes us what we want to be and doesn't challenge how we want to be. It's constant work. No wonder we suffer. You know, we're just busy, 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 busy all the time like this. But at some point, it becomes tiresome. And so what do we seek? Non-existence.We went, I don't want anything to do with this existence anymore, right? So we seek distractions. We seek to numb ourselves. The ultimate end of this is the very unfortunate case of people committing suicide, right? We just want to escape this constant struggle of existence. Or we seek sensory pleasures to try to kind of distract ourselves or numb ourselves from this constant work of the self. So it's a vicious cycle between this seeking pleasure, seeking existence, becomes tiresome, seeking not existence or more pleasure, and it's on and on and on and on and on.
那当我们仔细想的话，难怪我们是这么多痛苦了，那么多痛苦和忧虑，因为我们整天这个自我都很辛苦的，整天就是要找好吃好看享受的，不就是要找要做什么，要吃什么，要用什么，要买什么，让我们可以建立保存我们自己很辛辛苦苦建立的这个自我身份，自我与形象，就是整天就是在做的这个东西，一些很小很鸡毛蒜皮的东西我们都很紧张，因为哎呀，这个如果这样子做会不会影响我已经很辛辛苦苦建立好的那个自我形象呢，会不会让人家怎么看我了，会破坏我这个自我的身份呢？难怪我们这么累哈，活生活着好累啊，就是因为这个自我整天在搞这些事情哈。那当我们就觉得哎呀，这好累的时候呢，这或许就会有第三种的贪欲了。第三种的贪欲就是贪欲，哎呀，就是不存在，不存在，意思是哎呀，这是搞，其实就好像好累了。那我们希望去逃避，这或许就是去找不同的东西，让我们不要 让我们可以就是逃避，不用再感受到这个生活的这些压力了哈。最当然最可怜的就是有一些人就是逃避到很极端的那个程度，就是就不要活下去了，就是就自杀了。那当然有一些人呢，他们逃避的方式就是去寻找那个感官上面的享受，就去找一些什么不同的看的、吃的、怎么的好玩的东西去享受，来逃避这个这个生活里面的那些压力、那个痛苦。所以我们可以看到这三个是循环的。这第一个就是一直在贪求这些感官的享受，然后就是贪求自我，怎么建立那个保护我们的自我的身份跟形象，然后觉得很累的时候就希望逃避了，去找一些那个感官方面的，就是没完没了的。
Does such an endless process of self-seeking sound like fun? Or does it sound exhausting and unsatisfying? What's that?
All of them.
All right. So, you know, sure.
那刚才讲到这个啊，循环都是没完没了的。那大家听了这个没完没了的，是觉得很享受吗？还是很享受很好玩吗？还是觉得都是好痛苦好累的？那是哪一类？是觉得都有哈，都是。
That's right. Yeah. When the Buddha presents this in the early teachings, he's obviously showing this cycle of constant seeking activity.Because that is the source of dukkha. It is exhausting. It is tiresome. And ultimately, it's not satisfying because it never ends. It can never achieve that final, I got it. Everything's great now. It's like the gerbil on the treadmill, constantly, right? But at the same time, it's very enticing.Right? This is the self. This activity is what supports our idea of ourself. It builds our ego. It defines our existence. Right? So it has an attractiveness to it. But it also has an aspect of suffering, an unsatisfactoriness to it. And it was that unsatisfactory aspect that the Buddha wanted us to focus on because he found a way to alleviate that.
那其实刚才就是讲的对，都有的两类都有的。释迦牟尼佛里面的讲的经典里面也有讲到了，常常都会讲到我们那个苦的原因呢，就是因为我们贪求那个贪求我们的感官方面的欲望哈，就是我们去玩啊，去找吃的啊，去好看的东西、好听的东西啊，一直去找，就希望可以满足我们自己。可是我们追求，我们发现是没可能，永远没可能是可以满足的，因为永远都可以有更多新鲜的东西去追求。我们就发现是没有办法去可以满足，就可以让我们看到这个是苦的，是不让没有办法让我们满足的。可是同时间呢，当我们在追求这些不同的新鲜的经验啊、活动啊、享受的时候，我们也会觉得这个是很刺激的，我们是很享受、很想去追求这个事情，因为在追求这些不同的经验、不同的享受的过程里面，就是让我们可以满足我们对我们自己的自我身份形象的这个看法，就是去满足我们的这一方面的欲望。所以同时间我们也很享受，我们也觉得这个是很累、很痛苦，这个没有办法，这没完没了的。所以那个都可以看到这里面这是都两种都有。那所以呢，释迦牟尼佛就让我们告诉我们呢，其实他发现到的就是，对，两个方法都是有问题的。所以释迦牟尼佛发现的就是让我们可以从苦里面离开苦的方法。
So what do we do? the Buddha identifying in the early teachings the cause of suffering as craving says abandon craving. In Chan, we hear Master Sheng Yin and other Chan teachers say, don't pick and choose. No seeking, right? Same thing. But in Chan, we also hear, say, well, there's two parts to that, right? There's the craving and the self, the craving and the self, the craving and the self. Really the same thing, the same process, all tied up in this bundle of unsatisfactory activity. So in Chan, often we also say, put down the self, right? Let go of self-attachment, right? So putting down craving is putting down the self. Putting down the self is putting down craving.
那我们应该怎么做呢？那在原始佛法里面会讲到最简单的方法就是，不要贪，放下贪欲，因为贪欲就是那个苦的原因嘛。那在禅宗里面的常常我们听到师父教导也有说的，禅宗里面讲是不要，只不要那个分别心，对不对？分别这个，分别那个。就是其实也就是不要跟不放下贪欲心，就是一样的意思哈。那其实还有呢，释迦牟尼佛也讲到，其实这个贪欲就是跟这个就是我们的自我中心的贪欲，这个因为刚才我们也可以看到了。这些贪欲就是我们自我中心，我们要希望我们是怎么样的一个人，所以所产生出来的那个推动我们的做的东西的这个贪欲，是都是混在一块的，混在一块的那个自我中心这个贪欲。那这个原始佛法里面讲到那个自我的是这个原因，那就是放下那个自我，在那个禅宗里面也是讲到放下自我，所以那个原始佛法跟禅宗里面讲的都是放下贪欲，放下自我。其实放下贪欲就是放下自我，放下自我就是放下贪欲。
So take for example, if I'm at work, and this happens rather frequently, I'm at work, I'm working a long day, I'm exhausted, I'm tired.I want to go home and rest, but I can't yet. There's still things I need to prep for tomorrow's classes. Maybe there's still students coming to meet with me, or I have a meeting late that day, something like this, or a night class even. So I have to stay and continue, even though I'm really exhausted. I'm starting to get irritated about the fact that I'm there doing this. I just want to be able to take a rest. So I remember Shifu's, what I would consider a really direct Chan teaching.Says, do the task at hand, don't put the self in it, right? Or lessen the self-importance, put down the self. Like, okay, well, how do I put down the self? Focus the attention completely on the task, right? So just focus on the process. The body is moving this to here. The body is clicking fingers, typing like this, making sure this idea is communicated to these people, right? It,focuses outwards on the process away from the self. But when that is effective, right, shifting, putting down the self, focusing on the task, what happens? The craving disappears, right? I'm no longer wanting to go home. I'm focused on the task, and there's really no idea of my being tired or not, right? Of course, sometimes I'll slip back into being irritated and feeling tired and refocus the mind, right? Put down the self,craving disappears.
那可以引用一个例子哈，那个这个是常常在我身上发生的，就是在上班的时候，就是已经就是到下午的时间，我已经工作了很多的小时了，很累了，已经就是很想回家休息了。可是很多时候呢，就是那个到下午的时间还有很多的事情要做，或许还有那个还有明天的课要准备啦，还有学生要来看我啦，或者有的时候还有是晚上还要教课哈、哦。 那因为这个已经身体已经很累的时候呢，很想去回去休息呢，就会觉得就是心里面有点烦了，因为烦就是苦了嘛，真的是苦了，也很烦了。那这个时候呢，我就会想起师父的教导，师父教导就是说，就把心就是专注在手边要做的事情，不要把自我放进去。我们有时都有些人记得啊，专注在现在要做的事情，不要把自我放进去。那当我想起师父这个教导的时候呢，就是哦，那好，现在那个我还在那电脑上面还要做什么东西，我手专注在我手在打字，要打有什么东西，看着那个这个字那个有什么需要改的，我就好好的改。那个专注在这个事情上面，那个有学生要帮他就帮助他。那这意思就是说，现在要做的事情就专注在这个事情上面，那个心就放在要做的事情上面，往这个外面的事情要专注的事情专注在上面。那个很有意思的就是呢，当的心都是专注在手边要做的事情的时候呢，这个哎呀我好累，我很想回家休息，这个欲望就消失了，不见了，那就那也不会觉得很烦很痛苦了啊。那当然可能过一阵子这个念头又会回来哈，那又会觉得很烦了哈，觉得很累。可是当我就再想到哎，专注在手要做的事情，专注在上面，那个也会又忘记了这个很累，觉得身体很累，这个希望很想要回去家休息，这个欲望也再消失了，也不就那个苦也消失了。
Another thing I do a lot of is drive. I drive an hour to work and an hour home, so I have a lot of time in the car. So sometimes, very often actually, on the road I drive, I find myself stuck in traffic. And I want to go faster. I want to get there sooner. I've got something there I want to do before my classes start, for example. And I recognize, wow, I'm really getting agitated, I'm getting irritated, I'm stressed out, I'm suffering. This is not what I want to be happening. And I think, it's this craving. It's only because I want to be there at a certain time instead of just trying to get there as soon as I can based on the conditions that I'm really suffering about this. So let me let go of the craving. Let me let go of this desire to get there when I want to get there and just get there as soon as I can get there. And what does this do? It does the same thing. It takes the mind out of this idea of myself and what I want, my self-centered craving and attachments, and puts the mind on the process of driving. I'm here, I'm following the car in front of me, my foot is hitting the gas pedal and the brake, I'm looking around with my head in my eyes, and I'm going forward as best as I safely can. So it's the exact same process, putting down the self, putting aside the craving. Self, ego, craving, same thing. The practice is on the process.
那另外一个例子就是开车哈，我们有一些菩萨也常常有开车。我要开一小时车去上班，然后下班开一个小时车，所以我每天两个小时最少，起码在车里面开车。那有的时候开车去上班的时候，那个如果塞车的时候呢，哦，痛苦了。那个我因为我以为一个小时到那边我还有什么什么事情要做，就是如果塞车的时候就会烦了，那个就觉得哎呀这个那个有没有搞错啊，那个前面那个人啊又不开快一点了，就是很痛苦。那个时候我就会看到自己很痛苦的时候，就会想，可是我不想痛苦啊，这个痛苦不好玩哈。这会想到这个师父的教导，就是说那个为什么我这么痛苦，我为这个痛苦就是自我中心的那个贪欲嘛。贪欲是什么？这个自我中心就是我自己想，我希望在一个小时就到什么时候到学校，可以做我打算要做的事情， 都是我的贪欲在里面，而不是说，哎，我就是那个因缘可以让我今天早上可以什么时候就开车到学校了，安全的到快尽快安全的开车到学校做我的要做的事情，啊，忘记了啊，只是我，那到那个时候想起的时候呢，就会记得哦，就是把自我中心的贪欲放下，就是还是希望可以快一点到学校，可是不要只是整天在想我想要什么时候到学校，可就是开车就开车，那个看着路，看见前面的车子，那个脚要什么时候要按哪一个键，然后那个就是看往旁边有没有车，就坐开车，专心做开车要做的事情，什么时候到就什么时候到，就让我可以做什么事情。那这样子专也是同一个原则哈，就是把自我中心把这个贪欲放下的时候，专心做手边要做的事情，那就这个自我中心的贪欲就消失了，也痛苦也消失了。
Now for me, I can put down gross sufferings in situations like that, but myself is still doing all kinds of little cravings, and I still have plenty of ego still present in these situations. But to the degree that self-centered craving, that sense of ego is taken out of that process, the suffering and the stress is reduced. Right? And this leads us to the Buddha's third noble truth, the cessation of suffering and stress. When the cause, the craving, is abandoned, the result, the suffering and the stress, is abandoned. If it's done to a half degree, letting go of half the craving, half the suffering is reduced. Three quarters. If we're really fortunate enough to completely abandon self-centered craving and this idea of an ego and self, at least for a while, then no suffering and stress. But this third noble truth, the cessation of suffering, is when the Buddha shows us that it can be done, that the possibility is there.
那当然呢，我在这些比较大的初层面的比较明显的这个痛苦啊，这个自我中心的贪欲啊，比较有可能可以发现，然后记得去把它放下。可是很多比较维系方面的自我中心贪欲呢，还是会忘记，还是没有办法的，经常，所以还是经常痛苦哈。可是呢，我们就可以看到了，其实这个这是讲到释迦牟尼佛所讲的第三个真谛，就是灭那个痛苦是可以灭掉的。当我们不升起这个苦的原因，那个急，就是自我中心的贪欲的时候，苦就不升起的。那当我们可以不升起苦的原因，就是自我中心的贪欲，不升起一半的苦就不升起了，或者就少一半苦。我们可以不升起自我中心贪欲，四分之三的苦就不升起了。如果我可以不完全不申请那个苦的原因自我中心贪欲，那就完全不苦了，就是这个就是第三真谛的意思。
So if we're really able to fully put down this self-centeredness and allow the body and the mind to function freely, free of what? Free of that unsatisfactory cycle of seeking and cravingself-seeking and craving, then that's wisdom, that's enlightenment, right? Master Sheng Yin used to say, wisdom or enlightenment is the mind free of self-attachment, right? It's not something outside of ourselves. It's not something out there that we're trying to get or learn that we don't already know. It's just our mind and our experience free of self-centered craving, free of self-attachment. So Buddhism...with regards to these four noble truths. These four noble truths, when we study them, we study the self. Right? And when we study the self and we see the nature of the suffering that revolves around all of our self-centered activity, this basic unsatisfactoriness, and we know that this unsatisfactoriness gets us into all kinds of problems, right? Then what do we realize? We realize that we need to let go of that self-centered craving, forgetting the self, right? So studying Buddhism is studying the self. Studying the self is forgetting the self. And if we can truly, fully, even for a moment, forget the self, then that is enlightenment. That is being enlightened by all things.
那我们我们可以看到呢，当我们可以真正的放下这个自我中心的贪欲的话呢，那个不让这个就是放下苦的原因的时候，苦不生起，其实那个时候就是智慧，就是开悟啊。其实师父讲的智慧跟开悟不是在心里心外面求的，智慧跟开悟的意思就是没有自我中心的执着，那心里面没有自我中心的执着，就是那个心可以很自在很自由的有发挥它的功能，那个就是智慧。所以呢所以我们可以看到这个我这个佛法呢，其实就是刚才我们开始是讲的那几句话，讲到这个四圣地学习这个四圣地，就是学习佛法，就是学习自我，学习这个佛法，学习的自我就是看 OK 那个四圣地里面的苦集灭道是学习什么，就是学习我们的怎么样产生这些自我中心的贪欲让我们痛苦，这个就是学习我们的自我。我们整天有产生不同的自我中心的想法做法让我们痛苦，那当我们想学习我们的自我就是要忘记我们自我，那我们学习我们自我，然后我们记得其实这个方法要离苦的方法就是专心做我们当下要做的事情，忘记放下我们自我中心的贪欲，就是放下忘记自我。那当我们可以真正可以做到忘记自我，就是完全放下自我中心的贪欲的时候，就是开悟了。
So enlightenment's a big word, right? I mean, that's pretty big, seems pretty far out there. So maybe for us and our day-to-day practice and getting benefit from our day-to-day practice, we can say studying Buddhism is studying the self. Studying the self is forgetting the self. And to the degree that we forget the self, we will be happier and more at ease and suffer less and be less stressed.
那这里啊，我们常常我们会想到这个开悟啊，这个事情好像是个大事哈，好像这个严重的事情哈。那个或许我们可以，好像我觉得哎，好像跟我们那个日常生活没有什么关系，我们只是凡夫哈。那可以，我们可以转一个换一个角度来看，那个怎么可以在那个日常生活里面这不同的事情上面可以用得上呢？我们可以或许可以说想这几句句子，就是学习佛法就是学习了自我，那学习自我呢就是忘记自我，忘记自我呢就是我们有多少的程度可以忘记我们的自我，我们就可以得到多少程度的快乐自在安宁，我们可以这样想。
So that's the first three of the Four Noble Truths. The fourth noble truth is the path, right? Is the path to the cessation of suffering. And the most traditional early Buddhist teaching on this path is the Eightfold Noble Path. So right view, right aspiration, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, and right concentration. Maybe you better do that first. There they are here.
那我们刚才讲到四圣地讲的第头三个这三个真谛哈， 那我们讲到第四真谛就是道，就是那个离苦得乐的方法。那通常讲到这个题目呢，传统的佛法里面就会用引用那个八正道来讲到这个地，来解释这个正谛哈。那八正道是哪八个呢？这个正见啊、正念。I don't do.
Sometimes resolve is used. Sometimes motivations, intentions, resolve.Aspirations.
You're not helping me by making me think in English. Because I don't think in these things in Chinese, so I'm sorry.
正见，正思维，正语是吗？正眼，正情，正业，那个正情，正念，还有
concentration is one.
真定这样。
Now, I'm not going to go into these today in detail, but I'd just like to kind of summarize them, I think, at least so that we have a sense of them. Because listing out these eight is a bit complex, right? And you can spend a lot of time talking about them. But what this path includes is understanding the teachings, right?Aspiring to actualize the teachings, so to incorporate the teachings into our thinking and actions, right? To actually follow the teachings, and to diligently cultivate virtue and meditative practices that support our actualizing those teachings into our lives. And by pursuing this, what we are doing is lessening the self-centered craving.Lessening the attachment to self within our experience and the process of our life.
那我们今天也没有时间，这个八个一个每一个讲哈。可是好像听上去好像好复杂，其实很简单的那个阿八正道。第一个就是正见，就是讲到我们要学习佛法，要知道正见的佛法是什么。了解真正的佛法之后，我们是要升起这个念头，就是我们要把真正的佛法来用在我们的生活里面。我们要用在我们生活里面，这用在生活里面呢，就是怎么样去用呢？就是正情，就是知道孜孜不倦的。在我们的生活里面都是不要忘记把真见的佛法用在我们的生活里面。还有呢，就是要记得去常常要在在我们修行上面去增我们的福跟慧。我们的福报就是去修行不同的，好像波罗蜜啊，或是那个慧，就是怎么去修行，在定方面修行我们的修我们的心，让我们可以有办法去可以修行起佛法里面的教导。其实的意思就是说，让我们可以在我们的用佛法在我们日常生活里面可以去清楚地知道我们的自我中心究竟是怎么一回事的，去学习是佛法，学习这个自我，然后也是不断地练习去放下这个自我中心的贪欲，然后就是让我们可以忘记自我，让我们可以生活的可以离苦得乐。
Does anybody have any questions or comments about any of this?
有没有问题，或是想要发表的意见 ？Harry, yes.
Do you want?
No, I
can get one.She'll repeat it, but it will be in Chinese. So.
Oh, okay. Then I'll say it.
You say it in Chinese. How about?
It'll take a kalpa for me to say it in Chinese. I actually just wanted to thank you for your talk and just reinforce from another direction some of the things you've been saying. I've thought about Dogen's lines quite a bit, and I once had a conversation with Zarco. And it's very easy to study Buddha Dharma is to study the self and somehow take that as sequential. Like first you study Buddha Dharma and then you study the self, which is not what it means. And it's also sort of easy to take that as a kind of vague equivalent. Like if you need six helpings of fruit, six apples is the same as six pears. And I just reinforcing that it's absolutely identical. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is one of the points of that, which is sometimes hard to catch. And the idea of studying Buddha Dharma is also practicing. Buddha Dharma is practicing an understanding of the self, which is then forgetting it. That's just to reinforce what you were saying.
Harry 菩萨呢，就想啊，嗯啊，感恩啊 ，David 菩萨说今天讲的，让我们去重新那个复习有一些这一些观念，有时或许我们学过，可是忘记了哈。那另外就是也希望那个讲到其实我也有听过这个刚才引用道远禅师的这几句话哈，也有跟Rago菩萨就是师父在Croatia 的一位法子讨论过这几句话，就是讲到有些时候呢有很多人会听到这句话几句话，尤其是第一句就是说学习佛法就是学习自我哈，那个会有一点在了解方面会有一点点的误差。那有些人呢会以为呢听到学习佛法就是学习自我，会把它理解为我们先学习佛法然后去学习自我。可是呢这里的这句话的意思是说，学习佛法就是学习自我，就是去了解自我。还有呢，这里这句话里面说学习哈，学习的意思不只是说去学，可是里面就已经包含了学跟修行佛法，不只是学知道了就好了，不去修行的。学习的意思是学跟修，还有就是用在我们的生活，我们的自己的生命里面的。所以就是希望可以还有就是有一些另外一个比较维系的那个理解方面的误差，有可能就会以为说学习佛法跟学习这个自我是两样东西，可是他们是类似的，可是意思不是，他们是同样的东西，学佛就是来了解我们的自我，我们是一样的。所以就是希望也让我们也可以如果有这样子的理解的误差，我们也不要知道。
Yeah, that's right. They're identical. And it's interesting, this tendency, or maybe wish sometimes, to see that they're not identical. Because, as I said before, if we see that the problem, if we think that the problem is outside of us, then of course we're going to seek outside of us, right? Outside of the self. Maybe we study Buddhism hoping to, you know, find a way to change our environment or to get somebody outside of us to give us that magical answer that's finally going to work for us. So if we think the problem's outside of us, then we're approaching the Dharma, approaching the practice as some way to manipulate the external environment, or hoping that something outside of us will change magically through our practice. But the other thing is that even when a person realizes that we cause our own problems, that we cause our own suffering, we can still seek outside for a number of reasons. One is that maybe we're just not confident that we can actually change ourselves, because it's not easy, right? Changing habits, long-set habits, is not easy. And the sense of self is probably the strongest, most deep-rooted habit that we have. So it's not an easy process. So maybe we lack confidence and we think, well, okay, I am the problem, but please something outside of me be the answer. I'll look through the intellectual stuff and hope that if I just think it right, it'll somehow magically change it. If I just sit on the cushion and just kind of make my mind dead, somehow sitting on this cushion is somehow going to magically make it happen. Or to ask somebody else, you know, Master Sheng Yin, please, you know, remove the suffering from my life. Right? And the other thing is, that if we do see, I just have one last thing. If we, and I know she can translate a ton of stuff. I've seen her translate 20 minutes of Shifu talking. even if we see that the problem is within ourselves, and we accept that, okay, I also am then the one that has to do the work and make the change. It can still be difficult because it is not always easy. It's not always pretty. One Zen master, I don't remember who it was, said that, my practice of Zen, and this was a master, right? My practice of Zen has just been one big mistake after another, right? Because we're constantly running into difficulties, challenges, going the wrong way, correcting ourselves, going the wrong way, correcting ourselves, seeing new mistakes that we didn't even know we had, new delusions about ourselves, delusions about the environment, and having to correct something else, right? It's a very demanding practice. And so it's not always easy to accept that and take up that challenge. Okay. Watch. She'll say it better than I do.
You have no idea what I say. Harry 菩萨让我们可以有知道 我提醒我们哈，学佛就是要学习我们的这个自我。当然为什么有我们有些时候会有这个理解的误差呢？有可能就是我们不想相信，我们虽然知道在这个观念方面知道，可是我们不想接受，不想相信，我们还是在这个心里面希望是，虽然知道观念上面是自我那个自我中心的的问题让我们痛苦，可是我们是希望，还是希望是在我们的自我外面去寻找答案。那所以呢，我们还是希望可以呢，从改变我们的身边的事物、人里面呢，可以让我们从痛苦里面解脱。虽然知道，可是我们还是希望有这个所以有这样是这样就可以解决了，所以我们还是会这样子。或是呢，我们我们是希望呢，那个心里面呢，可是或者不是很清楚的知道，就是希望呢，就是我是做我是可以有人，有什么我有一些什么人呢，可以就是帮助我的让我们可以呢离苦得乐。虽然其实只有我们自己放下我们自己的自我中心的贪欲才可以做到的，可是我们还是希望有什么其他的人比我们有智慧啊，有方法啊，就是帮我们做这个事情。好，那我们是就是有这样子的想法。所以呢我们有些时候就算知道了，就算接受了，就是事情就这个学佛修行佛法就是要学习这个自我，那个学习那个自我呢有些时候就是还是很难做到。第一个原因就是对自我自己没有信心，觉得是这个我不知道我没有办法做得到。我就凭我自己的修行，可能我没有办法做得到，所以还是希望这是或许要靠自己的师父啦。我们可能是有些人有这样子的想法，那个以前圣严师父在这里说，圣严师父这么有智慧，或是我们就听圣严师父讲的什么什么东西啦，就可以帮助我了，因为凭我自己我没有办法，对自己没有信心。或许呢有一些这个想法就是 希望就是我只是坐，我只是在这里打坐，那个坐打坐以后就是有什么东西就会发生了，那我就不痛苦了，就会希望就是有一些外力实体来帮助我的，因为觉得自己对自己的没有信心，那个可以做到，就是这都是比较很维系的那个心里面的这个那个想法，可能我们不会察觉到的。另外的一个原因就是，虽然知道是那个自我中心是我们的问题哈，我们接受了，我们相信了，我们愿意去做了，觉得应该是去做的，可是做的过程里面是非常困难的，不是一个不容易的。我们去做，可能会发现自己犯了什么错误，就发现哎，我怎么搞的？这个犯了很大的错误。然后再去调整自己的修行的方向，所以有一位禅师啊，有说在美国这边禅师就是我自己的修行啊，就是犯错，犯大错，又再犯大错，这个就是我修行的过程。就是这个修行的过程是非常不容易，不是说一个很简单、很容易的过程，是一个充满挑战的过程的。
Yeah, another interesting way of looking at this is, this says to study Buddhism is to study the self, which is to forget the self. And very often, especially from the early teachings, it's all about the suffering, like the Buddha said, it's about suffering and letting go of suffering. So studying Buddhism is about studying suffering and forgetting suffering or letting go of suffering. And craving is kind of the linchpin of that cause of suffering.And so, if we think about that, a lot of the times we think about self-craving suffering, like three separate things, like the self craves which leads to suffering. But it's not like that, right? And self-craving and suffering aren't a sequence, but they're not even three separate things tied together. It's one thing, you know? And so sometimes we see it from the aspect of the self, and sometimes we see it from the aspect of craving, and sometimes we see it from the aspect of suffering.But those three things that we use different terms for are the same exact thing in the mind, self-craving and suffering. And so whether we're looking at it from the perspective of suffering, the perspective of craving, or the perspective of self, that's what the Buddhist practice is about, and that's what it's all about to abandon or forget, so to speak, to use the words here.
还有在刚才讲的在我们哈刚才讲到了就是有那个有那个自我中心，所以就会有那个贪欲，然后就那个又苦这个受哈，那个在里面呢，我们很多时候就会把它理解为是三件事情，然后就是一个发生，第二个发生，第三个发生，就是先有那个自我中心，然后就有贪欲，然后就痛苦了。那个做这个方法就是那个放下自我中心，放下贪欲，那个苦就不生气了。可是这个不是那个事情，不是这样子的。我们虽然是这样子去理解它哈，可是自我中心、贪欲跟这个苦是一件事，同一件事，一个就是，可是我们用不同的观念，苦或是贪或是自我中心来理解它，来讨论它，来学习它，可是这三个概念哈。是同一个事情，只是从不同的角度去理解它而已。我们可以用苦的角度来理解它，用自我中心的角度来理解它，或者是用贪欲这个角度来理解它。可是我们要知道，他们是同一件事情，一个身体就全部都有，就是这样子。
So, let's see if other people have something first. Did you echo? Were you going to say something?
Hi. Each time when I hear this Dogen's quote, it somehow just resonates with me so much. Last time I heard it was during the Silent Illumination, led by Simon Child. After I heard that quote and we were out, free time, I was just walking. All of a sudden, I look at the sky It's so beautiful, the scars, the clouds moving, and the lights and all that. I was completely lost, and I was just watching the clouds, and then completely, you know, just completely forgot everything at that point. And then the surge of love started to come, you know, from within me. So I felt, at that moment, I totally understood what this quote is really about. To forget that yourself is to be enlightened by all beings, you know, all things. It was so beautiful.
那我每一次听到这个赵远禅师这几句话呢，我都会很感动的。那我记得，上次我听到这几句话呢，就是在Simon Child 的去年的十天卧照禅里面，那Simon Child师父的其中一个西方的法子，就用引用道远禅师这几句句子。那我记得在这个那个开示之后呢，我们就可以有一段时间这个在外面自由的进行的修行。那我记得在那个时间里面呢，在那个树林里面就看到那个很蓝的天空在那个云在那个天空里面那个佛热，就是觉得就是那个心里面就是充满的这个爱，就觉得很自由。那就可以完全可以感受到这句话里面所讲的那个忘记那个要了解自我，那个忘，然后了解自我就是忘记自我就是让所有的东西让我们开悟。这个就觉得这句话是非常的非常的好的句子。
I'd come with five more pages. And part of that was addressing what I think Echo brought up as the enlightened by all things. And when the self is not there, everything else is there. So, yeah, thank you.
你想我还有五页纸的你今天要讲的那个话哈，可是其中的里面有一些地方就是讲刚才 Echo 菩萨所讲到的，就是当那个自我，我们心不是执着那个自我中心的话呢，所有其他的东西还是在的，只是自我不在的，那个感受是非常不一样的。
Anybody else have any comments or questions?
还有有什么要分享的？还有或是问题
？Okay, Harry, just making sure, like, spread it around if we can.
Just one thing where Dogen's quote talks about studying the self and forgetting the self. It doesn't say eliminating the self, destroying the self, or there is no self.So I think it's a good opportunity to clarify the teaching of no self, because it's easily misunderstood in that quote. So maybe you could say something about that.
还有呢，在这几句话里面所讲到就是学习自我就是忘记自我。那里面是讲的是忘记自我，不是说要消灭自我，要消除自我。是忘记自我，那这个通常就是这个是会牵涉到很多时候我很常常会有误解的那个观念，就是无我这个观念啊，所以或许可不可以用这个机会等个解释一下。
Yes, I need to go to those five pages after all. well, I mean, you know, I'd come to put this into the context of.Early Buddhist teachings, and the second set of teachings I had, and I didn't know exactly how fast I'd move through the front, but it was the five skandhas, right? Because that basically talks about our objective experience of self, right? Form, sensation, perception, volition, consciousness. And the self that Dogen refers to forgetting, is the idea of the limited self, right? The unique and separated self, this independent, permanent notion of a self, this ego. It doesn't mean that the eyes stop working, the ears stop working, etc. Right? John Crook used to say, you just see through the eyes and hear through the ears, right? Walk with the body and talk with the mouth, right? So, this idea of no self isn't an extinction of experience. It's not a blackness in a void kind of sense. It's just an elimination of attaching to pieces of the experience with a notion of separateness, right? Breaking the experience into pieces and saying this little piece is me and that little piece is not me. I mean, of course, you know, there's the experience of the unified self where all of that experience is still me, right? But it's the big mind instead of a small mind, or big self instead of a small self. But and that's great, you know, that's a great experience. It's useful. It gets to this same idea, but if that idea, that little notion, that finest bit of craving and clinging to this separate ego drops, then, and I've not had that experience, so I only speak from theory, this no self, but the eyes, the ears, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind, consciousness, it's still there, and it still responds to the needs of others perfectly and wonderfully.
那其实我那个第二个，刚才说我还准备了五页纸哈，就是其实跟这个题目有关系的。那那五页纸里面呢，我第二个刚才讲的是圣经的第一个题目，我想讲的准备了就是讲那个五蕴，五蕴呢就是色受想行识，哦。 那刚才说Harry菩萨所讲的，那个厘清一下这个无我的意思哈，五蕴，当我们那个能够放下那个自我中心的时候，那个五蕴还是有功能的，眼睛还是可以看到东西的，好像John Crook 有讲，还是用眼睛看东西，用耳朵听声音。 用嘴巴讲话而已，好，而不是整天是要我这个自我中心在里面参与的。那这个意思是什么呢？这个意思是说，讲无我的话，不要把它误解为无我，就意思就是听不到、看不到，都是乌漆抹黑的，都是什么都没有感受的。这个人好像一个死人一样，不是这个意思。 意思是说，眼睛还是看到东西，耳朵还是听到东西，只是呢不一样的就是，我们不会把看到了什么东西，看到的什么东西在里面挑一小的部分，然后说这个是我，然后其他东西不是我，不只是这样子而已，而是在我们的感受里面看到的听到的感受到的。 是整体的，没有说这个是我，这个不是我，这个就是无我的意思。
南无阿弥陀佛。